State Senator Sean McCann of Kalamazoo is with us with our legislative update this morning on WKZO. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, budgets. how's work going on that?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a no news is good news, unfortunately. Last week was spent at the Mackinac Island Public Policy Conference put on by the Detroit Chamber, and there's a lot of networking and meetings that go on in that time, but we're still kind of waiting to move forward, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations going on regarding trying to get our budgets done on time, hopefully. So I think you're just going to see, as we like to say in Lansing, all the oxygen in the room is going to be taken up by the budgets for the next couple of 3 weeks here, and then maybe we'll get out of here by the 4th of July weekend.
Well, speaking of that conference on Mackinac Island, there's a lot of talk about Michigan's population and how we've been losing people and how to keep people living here in Michigan. The governor was out with some ideas on that and a couple of appointments. So what did you make of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that obviously has been a struggle for a long time with the state of Michigan. It's not, I think, a new or surprising issue by any stretch of the imagination, but I see the governor taking action on it. She's formed a large advisory panel and named a person to sort of head up the population initiative, because we want to keep people here. And I think one of the ways we've really address that aggressively is by being aggressive with economic development and trying to, keep and attract as many jobs and employers to the state of Michigan as possible. And we see low unemployment, which is fantastic. But this is it's challenging, but I think we're facing it and taking it very seriously. I was just reading a news story last night about how water is becoming a bigger and bigger issue out in the hot Southwest, and it's dry, and groundwater is getting to be a real issue. Well, we're not going to run out of groundwater here in Michigan anytime soon, so I think, long-term, that's going to help our initiatives as well.
State Senator Sean McCann with us this morning on WKZO. The governor signed gun safety measures into law for Michigan, so what's next?
That's a good question. I think everyone's taking a pause after enacting the universal background check law and safe storage laws and what we call extreme risk protection orders for situations where someone could be a danger to themselves or to others with a firearm. And those were all issues that never even got advanced in the past years. So now I think the process is to take some time and think about what is next. Certainly I could see assault weapons being a big topic of conversation. Magazine capacity is a big part of things that can lead to mass shootings that we've seen across the country and in Michigan. So I think that's going to be a process where we all talk and sort of see what makes the most sense to go forward. But I hope that people will share their thoughts with us, and we'll be working on it.
John, I'd like to hear your thoughts on your bill that would let Michigan set higher environmental standards than the federal government sets. So tell us a little bit about that and where it stands.
Yeah, thank you. I have a bill that is basically a repeal of something that the legislature enacted back in 2018, which basically kept Michigan from being able to set environmental standards and protections any higher than the federal limits, which are basically considered the floor of all the environmental regulations for any state across the country. And Michigan is a unique state, especially I just mentioned the water, our water that we need to protect and preserve, and felt that the floor is not enough for Michigan. So this bill is going to restore our ability to set higher standards for environmental protections in the state of Michigan. And it has advanced now out of the Senate. I'm really pleased to have that bill get that far. And now it'll be hopefully taken up by the House soon. And if we can get it through the House, then we'll get it to the governor's desk and see what she does with it at that point. But it's been a priority since the time this ban was enacted, or this floor limit, and I'm hoping that this is an agenda item that we can get back to the governor so that we can feel free to set Michigan standards at a higher level if we need to.
Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel was in Kalamazoo on Friday, and she helped kick off a Pride Kalamazoo event over the weekend. LGBTQ issues, you've already dealt with some of these in the legislature already this year, and I imagine there are probably some more directions that may come out of this.
Yeah, it was nice. She came into town on Friday to help kick off Pride. I know she met with the county prosecutor about some of the sexual assault kit initiatives that's helping them make some convictions of some old cases. And she also made a stop at Friendship Village to talk about helping seniors not get scammed these days with all the wild and inventive scams that people are running. So, but she's a definite advocate for LGBTQ friends, and has been to a number of Pride celebrations around the state of Michigan. And not only do we celebrate the passage of the legislature doing the expansion of the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, which enacted some additional discrimination protections for folks that are LGBTQ, but also we're looking at some other legislation moving, such as a ban on what's called conversion therapy, which is a very damaging psychological attempt to convert people out of their feelings that they are of the LGBTQ community. And we'll also be looking at some other protections in civil rights and discrimination as well. So, it's been a very busy 5.5, 6 months with this new legislature, and more to come. But like I said, we're a lot of time and energy back to the budget for the next few weeks.
Well, I know it is a busy time. We'll continue to be a busy time. But for those who need to get in touch with you or want to clarify anything that you're working on up in Lansing, how do they reach you?
Thank you. I love hearing from folks. It really helps me do my job. And folks can search for me on social media or Google me, and my state website will come up, or they can call my office. It's 517-373-5100. My team and I are ready to help with anything. One of the amazing things, and I know we have to wrap up, is that we had hundreds and hundreds of unemployment cases that were created by the pandemic, and we've gotten that caseload whittled down pretty low, which is a real point of pride for myself and my team. But if someone has any issue under the sun for the state of Michigan, please contact me, and we'll do our best to help you out.
State Senator Sean McCann, our guest on WKZO this morning with a legislative update for us. Lots going on. We covered a lot of ground this morning, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for letting me join you. I always appreciate it.